Motherhood above love. Looking through a crack in the boarded up window, Irene saw a group of young people in the street. It was still early in the morning and the street was slowly waking up. It's now or never, she thought. I've already made my decision. Irene tried to encourage herself. I must do it. I've got to muster up all of my courage. This time I won't let him do it. Not again. She said to herself, stroking the place below her heart, where she could just feel her baby move. She looked around the flat. In this prison of her own making, she had spent months and years at a stretch. She didn't know exactly how long she had been living there. In her isolation, she had gradually lost track of time. Her days had merged into one long, infinite line. She only knew she was 16 when her father brought her to this secret flat. Until that time, Irene had lived only with her mother, and she had believed that her father had died when she was still a little girl. Everything started when a middle-aged, sophisticated man spoke to Irene outside her school one afternoon. The world began spinning to her. On the very same day, she went with a strange man to a cafe. He told her about foreign countries and she listened to him keenly. Then he took her home in his luxurious car and Irene dreamt of him all night. From that day they met often. The man usually talked and Irene couldn't take her ears off him. She wanted him to kiss her so much. His age and experience pulled at her like a magnet. One day, she broke the ice herself at last. During his talk, she bent to him and silenced his mouth by her kiss. Then she was waiting shyly for his response. He was only sitting and staring at her. Therefore, Irene started talking herself. She determined to tell him all she felt for him. I love you very much, she said. I can't think of anything else, anybody else. I want to be yours. I can't imagine living without you anymore. She put all her passion and artlessness of her 16 years into this declaration of love. I love you too, and I long for you very much, he replied. These words sounded like the sweetest melody for her. However, the more pleasant these words were, the most terrible her disillusionment was. It's high time I told you the truth, he continued. I'm your father, Irene. I left your mother when she was pregnant. Then I traveled the world for years. Now I live here, though, and I wanted to see you. The more often I meet you, the more sure I am that I love you. Not as my daughter, I love you as a woman, a beautiful and attractive woman. They didn't see each other for a few days. After that conversation, Irene spent almost every moment of these days crying. Her mother didn't have to push her to tell her what had happened. Irene told her everything voluntarily. Mother forbade her to meet her father. If you don't stop meeting him, I'll have to contact the police, she threatened. However, Irene couldn't hold out. She desired to be with him. She didn't want the father, she wanted the man. A few days later, she saw him again outside her school. She got into his car without any hesitation. They were kissing each other just like lovers after a long separation. Irene knew she would never leave that man. Then he told her about his plans. "If you want to stay with me, you must do what I tell you," he said, and she agreed. He drove her to another town. At night, when nobody could see them, he took Irene into a car, into a flat whose windows were blacked out. There was only one open window in the flat. It provided a view of the opposite roofs. The daylight was streaming through that small window, but nobody could see into the flat. Irene was happy. She listened to her lover for hours, and each day she loved him more and more. She was quite dependent on him. He came to the flat nearly every day. He brought her food and news from the town. Irene was always on tenterhooks waiting for him. He was the only companion and link with the world outside for her. At first, she found it hard to put up with the long days of loneliness. However, gradually she got used to it. She knew there was no other way. She could have escaped if she had wanted to, but she wished to stay and live only for him. A year later, Irene found out she was pregnant. She couldn't see a doctor, and she was afraid to speak about it to father. However, he spotted it himself soon. The childbirth went without a hitch. Father helped Irene with everything. The baby was very small and weak. It cried frequently for a short while. Then it stopped. When Irene recovered, it wasn't in the flat anymore. She never asked father what he had done with it. She didn't want to know. She didn't want any baby if it wasn't what he wanted. Later, when she was crying, he stroked and reassured her that they would have baby of their own one day, as pretty and as nice as her. He explained to her, "I have to set it all up first so that you don't have to be in hiding with the cats." And Irene believed him. When she gave birth to her second baby, she didn't even want to see it. She wasn't a little girl anymore. She was well aware of the fate of her children. However, she was persuaded that it had to be like that. "One day I'll have my children. We'll live in a big house with a large garden full of the sunshine," she thought. He had told her about it so many times that she believed him. Her third pregnancy came several years later. Over the years, Irene had changed into an adult woman. She wasn't the same innocent girl that had come here a few years ago. "This time I'll keep the baby," she told herself firmly. "It doesn't matter what our father says." When she announced her decision to him, he only laughed at her. "You can't leave it," he said. "You have two babies' deaths on your conscience. Just like me. I can bring the police to the place where the bodies are buried. You're a part of it. You're just like me. You can't leave. And you can't keep this child either." He thought Irene was still the naive 16-year-old girl that had come with him to that flat. However, she'd already made her own plan. "As soon as he leaves the flat tomorrow morning, I'll do it," she said to herself. A group of young people in the street suddenly could hear a cry for help from behind the covered window of the opposite house. "Help me, please. I am held here by force. Call the police," came the urgent cry. It didn't take long for the police to force the door of her prison. When she fell into her rescuer's arms, She poured out her tale about her despotic father, who had been keeping her in prison in his secret for years and who had murdered her two children. Everybody believed her. Then Irene was taken to hospital for some examinations. When she was left alone in her room, she started crying. They must have arrested him by now, she thought. He'll be sentenced and he'll spend long years in prison, and I'll have to live with it. I've made the right decision, though, she tried to reassure herself. I'm going to have a baby, she thought, and smiled through her tears. Father had underestimated her in this.